got your beverage there?
Yes. Yes, I do, as always. Oh, and now even the front of your beverage is going weird because BrewDog uses a lot of silver, and it is really green screening something fierce, sir.
Yeah, and I feel like, well, it's like reversed, isn't it? That's weird. It's, I think when it goes outside my, like, normal body area.
Oh, it's like yeah.
Not picking up on it being, I think it's part of the background.
But yeah. I am enjoying the green screen look as much as I may have kind of bitched about it earlier. It's just weird and needed a second to get used to. I have no such thing behind me. And
I don't have a green screen back there either, but you can just pick a image and it'll like do an automatic green screen effect.
Oh. Yeah, see, I have not used this before, sir. I am unfamiliar with this program, and I am not familiar with the program that I'm using to record. So, hello everyone to welcome to Stunt Granny Audio Presents OPA number 160. The first in which Mr. Phillips and I are not together.
Wait, did you start recording now? Is this
a
show?
Oh, yeah, it was a show. I was like, whatever, I'm just going to roll with it.
All right. Well, no, that's fine. Yeah, this is our first remote recording, so.
Yeah, I kind of figured that people would figure it out when I was talking about green screen backgrounds.
We didn't get a chance to do any kind of green screen effect backgrounds when we were meeting face to face to do this podcast, Kevin. So this is a new ground.
No, I guess in some way we could actually record this on video and put it on the YouTubes if we'd continue to do it in this format. Or I could just simply turn on my computer whenever we're allowed to actually get together again.
Yeah, I don't know. It is kind of interesting the way things are, it's kind of forcing people to take a little technological leap, I would say, this whole coronavirus thing, in terms of, like, getting used to video conferencing or, just different tools, like, I've been using, Microsoft Teams. We've gotten used to, I guess.
Oh.
But it's just, the possibility. In some ways, it's interesting the possibilities it opens, such as, like you said, being able to record a video version of the podcast. I don't know. It's just pretty weird times, I guess. Not to risk overstating things there.
Yeah, I mean, it was, I think that it was an inevitable since we've gone a little bit into the lifestyle category of podcasting somewhat recently due to both of our lack of free time due to job changes. And that's been the other thing that it hasn't completely set in for me in some ways because the clients of my office are still ready to build buildings after this whole thing goes by.
So they're still interested in having plans drawn up at this point?
So there is still a lot of, as the kids like to say, design development that needs to happen between now and when this thing, like even at the worst, our roommate, whose name also happens to be Kevin, his family lives in China. They do not live in the Wuhan province. But they were still themselves under lockdown for 5 weeks, despite not being in the epicenter of things. So if we have some type of similar situation, I mean, yeah, a month lost is definitely something. It's also something that seems to go away at some juncture too. And definitely design development takes more than a month, especially with the large scale. I want to say that I was working on a 45,000 square foot building, and those things just don't materialize in a short time frame. It was one thing when I was working on McDonald's, and those things did go very quickly. So, and yeah, and that's the kind of the funny thing about their schedule. Like, they would have been just ready to do a lot of construction right now. But when
I
you
guess they can't really do. I mean, are they doing any construction at the moment? It seems like I've.
Yeah, there is still some construction going on. I know that the wife drove past a job site today and saw workers along the route to Whole Foods. So there is, and she saw some road crews too doing road work. And I will admit that, especially the road work, that does not tend to be a large group gathering type of situation.
Right.
So I can see maybe how, and even construction wise, if you're just moving earth around a job site, which does need to happen for some of the larger scale buildings that I'm working on now, that is largely a solitary type of situation because everyone's in these big vehicles by themselves.
Yeah.
So job sites can be worked on, at least in some capacity, for the time being. So, yeah, I guess in a lot of ways, I've heard of a lot of people getting laid off, and I have, I'm kind of lucky that I have not had that problem, and
Yeah.
do not, and I'm not really concerned about. About that happening, because there are still, again, the clients that work with us, I want to keep on moving ahead because they weren't thinking of building until fall. So yeah, we just need to get stuff done between now and fall.
Yeah, it's been kind of similar for me, I guess. They're still a World Wide Web to work on, so that hasn't really changed with the lockdown. So it's just been a bit of an adjustment to working from home, I'd say, with everyone being at the house at the same time. Do you find that you're adjusting all right to that?
It is a little bit strange. I can still do most of my work fairly easily. I am really bummed that an AV cable is going to take longer than it really should to get to my house, so that I can use the monitor that I brought home from the office instead of my laptop screen. But in the scope of things, that is a minor gripe, to say the least. And it is kind of weird. Like, we're trying to keep it as normal as possible, at least routine wise. So I am somewhat dressing like I'd go to the office. At least kind of a Friday dress code situation, because I still want to be a little more comfortable than I am there.
Yeah,
But
I've
I
been
mean,
doing
think.
a like a business on the top and pajamas on the bottom kind of look for myself. Just because sometimes we do video calls and things. I don't know. Other people are dressed down too, so I don't think it's like it's partially just to kind of like keep your mind in that familiar territory, I guess. you know, doing the same thing every day that you would have done normally, even if you're not going to leave the house.
Yeah, that's kind of been the funniest part because the wife still has some work to do too, and she is just a little bit to my right. She took over the dining room. I got the well, the guy that previously owned the house had an office set up here. And that might be the only thing that I'm kind of missing. I do not have an office chair. Sitting at a dining room table chair for 9 hours is even more uncomfortable than using an office chair. And I don't think office chairs are still all that great. I know that there have been vast improvements in ergonomic activities, but I don't think anyone was supposed to be sitting down for 9 hours a day.
Well, that's true. And usually a dinner doesn't nine as more than the length of time a typical dinner table chair would be expected to kind of perform its duty, I guess, comfortably. So yeah, I was dealing with the dinner chair, but then Jackie was nice enough to let me have a spare office chair of hers upstairs. Because she's using like a standing desk now, so
Oh.
I kind of got a hand-me-down here. So that's been working out pretty well today.
Yeah. I am kind of looking forward to, well, I think this is when the real stuff is, I honestly think that this coming weekend is when the stuff's going to get interesting because there's supposed to be a lot of rain over the weekend, so yard work is not completely an option. The wife already did the shopping for the following 7 days. So we
Okay.
don't need to go out shopping at all in the meantime. So we are really going to be camping things out here in a little bit. And we did joke. We're like, oh my God. We were trying to think how crazy we would have been and how tight everything would have been if we were still in the condo at this point.
Oh boy. Yeah, that would have been pretty rough.
We are, we definitely did not go mansion style, but moving up to a house from the condo has been a blessing at this time period. Because yeah, that would have been a little bit of getting stir crazy, I think, just not having any space. It has been nice too with the warmer weather this week. We've been able to open the sunroom. Not that we're really near the sunroom during the day, but I did have to use it. The wife and I unfortunately have had competing morning phone calls to talk to our bosses. And one of us has gone out to the sunroom each day of the week after, because both of us still, and I guess that was the other thing, both of us were in the office until we both went in on Monday.
Gotcha. Yeah. So
Um,
this is
and
a pretty rare.
I did a regular like full shift on Monday. So, yeah, and then I went home.
Yeah, we were working from home all last week, so this is our second week doing this. So it's been getting real, but we're it is interesting because you kind of do have to kind of get to be able to interact with each other on a different level, I guess. And just sort of like we were doing like setting kind of a alone time and then together time. Cause I,
Oh.
you know, we each kind of like have our own little office to go into during the day and work and then kind of come together for lunch and then again for dinner and maybe play a little game or something in the evening. I was showing somehow my wife and daughter had never played spades before,
Oh my
so I was
gosh,
showing them
really?
how to play that last night.
His, I mean, she's an Ohio woman. Has she not played euchre before?
I don't think she's ever played euchre.
Oh, wow. Yeah, she's not really from Ohio then.
I feel like that's, euchre is a game that I should be into more, but anytime I played it, I've never really felt like I was having a good time. I don't know if it was because I was with some like real euchre sharks or what, but
yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I got used to the game really quick because it was not something that I knew about coming out of Altoona. But when I got to Kent, like, everyone played. And it was just one of those things, like, you're at a party, and it's just like, want to play euchre? And it's just like, okay, I guess. Like, you just kind of, you either don't play or, and kind of feel like an idiot, or you just kind of roll with it. And I just kind of learned how to play that way. But I haven't really played in a long time, like, because it's not something that that my wife likes to do. And I just, yeah. And I guess I always remember spades being, like, people always say, what's spades? And they're like, oh, it's just like euchre. Like, because I played euchre, like, I always heard it in reference to the fact that they were similar games.
Yes, maybe spades is a little more simple, I want to say. But I still think it's a fun game. Anyway, we had a pretty good time playing that one. I saw you were playing the, what was that tile game?
Azul.
Oh yeah, Azul. Did you guys have fun with that one?
Yeah, that because I thought that we had played it before, but I'm like, nah, we haven't played this before. Because I believe you got that for me a couple of Christmases ago, and we do like games like that. So that was a lot of fun. Like, I guess we have a hard time sometimes. Like, we do the card games a lot more because that's at least the one thing that I did not realize. For as much as we are not at a brewery when we're talking about the Beltane beers of the week, I realized just how much alcohol I drink when I'm outside of the house. And I think I told Chris on Tuesday there that I think like 2/3 of the beers that I drink are probably not consumed in my house. So, but we, and that gets back to the card games because we go to the breweries, we take a lot of card games with us. So we kind of gotten used to Flux in its various forms is one that we like to play. And there's some other, there's like a match game that we have. I can't remember what the name of it is. But we have a lot of card games that we play more frequently. And we don't always play the board games like Azul. Although, again, like we really enjoyed it, like especially after we got a hold of it or got a hold of the gameplay. Like, it always kind of takes a little bit to kind of understand what you're doing. So I think by the time the third game rolled around, things were a lot of fun. And it's always helpful when the wife wins the first time, because then she is more apt to play it the next time. I may get a sore winner vibes when I do win.
It's not worth the hassle.
Yeah, I am not trying to imply that I threw the game, because I believe that I finished off the third game and I thought that I was ahead on points, but there were a couple of moves that I needed to make that cost me points, that cost me the entire game.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I had to put some stuff on my cracked wall tile. And that cost me a few extra points that that the wife did not have to take off her score. So that's awesome. Was just it was bad planning on my part. I should have gone for more points.
Did I ever mention a game called The Mind? It's a card game.
Oh no.
Yeah, this it's really fun, I think. We always have fun when we play it. But it's up to, 2 to 4 people can play. And the deck is just numbered 1 to 100. And, you shuffle all the cards randomly and deal them out to everybody. And the goal is for everyone to put their cards in one pile, one at a time, and have them be in the correct order. So like you don't have like so you're all trying to work together to like do this, but you're not allowed to like talk about what cards you have. So you kind of end up like if you have a low card, you're going to play it, pretty quickly. But then you got higher cards, you got to like wait and try to like feel out if, do other people have a card that's lower than this card? Do you want to wait until they play their card? Like there's no turns, so it's just like you can play the card whenever you want to.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of a it's interesting because you've got to like kind of feel out, and like you're supposed to like get in sync with the other players so that you're all kind of on the same wavelength when you're playing, to be able to kind of know when to play your cards. And I feel like it
Oh.
does work. Like you can get better at it with practice. It's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm going to go back to talking about euchre too. Like, there's definitely, you're not allowed to say what your hand is, even though you have a partner.
Right.
And, you've got to know how to play well with the other person without saying anything. And, yeah, sometimes it's looking at habits that people have and how they want to play.
Yeah, that can definitely help you out. Yeah, we'll have to, whenever this is all over with, we'll have to try one of those card games when we get together. Maybe do like another double date sometime.
Yeah, definitely. That sounds like a good plan.
But we can discuss that off the podcast, I think.
Well, yeah, this stuff is, but yeah, it is pretty wild to go, oh yeah, now we're just gonna have to book that whenever. It's pretty interesting. It'll be interesting to see how long this thing lasts officially.
Yeah, it seems like people are pushing to end things sooner rather than later. I mean, I kind of have a feeling that they're going to end up trying to kind of lift the shutdown more in like the less affected parts of the country, like maybe more rural areas. But I'm not sure what kind of effect that's going to have. Are they going to just prevent people from leaving the cities to go out to the countryside? I don't know. Because it does
Yeah.
seem like, for now at least, the areas that are the biggest hit are the big metropolitan areas like New York, out in San Francisco, maybe, or, well, I guess Seattle is a another hot spot. But those are the places that kind of like.
Yeah, well, I wasn't surprised that someone keeps on saying that they're surprised that New Orleans isn't getting more attention. And I'm not surprised, like, that isn't the largest city population-wise, but I've always talked about it on the wrestling podcast about how much I love New Orleans because when we go down there for WrestleMania, everything's within walking distance, basically.
That's nice.
Like you can be in the French Quarter and then walk to either the Superdome or Smoothie King Arena within like 20 minutes.
So did they end up cancel? I guess they did probably cancel the WrestleMania, huh?
No, it is going to be a 2-day event now that is going to be hosted by one Rob Gronkowski. Because he has officially signed with the WWE.
As a host.
I would assume that they are going to get some wrestling out of him at some juncture.
Really?
Yeah, that's definitely the way the announcement was made and the way people were talking about it. They really seem to be leaning that way, like just with the way they are presenting it. And I mean, how can you not? Like, the guy's he's a pretty huge dude, like 6'7" or 6'8", 235, something like that.
I mean, I
I
guess.
mean, he has a wrestler's body type.
Well, he's a monster, but I feel like he's been through, a lot of injuries and things. I suppose other wrestlers have, wrestled, while they're suffering from various injuries too, but.
Yeah, and I don't know how many, I don't really have a count on it, but there are a lot of football players who had some type of major injury that moved to professional wrestling at some juncture. So, like, 'cause Bill Goldberg is kind of one of the best examples. Because he had some type of knee injury that kept him out of football, and he moved to wrestling and everything was cool. I know that, well, Kevin Nash was a basketball player, but knee injuries killed his basketball career, and he could move on to wrestling. Now, of course, eventually his knees gave out on him and he couldn't really wrestle anymore. So sometimes the problem does kind of persist, but I mean, Goldberg's like 50 some years old, like 51, I think, and he's going to be wrestling one of the main event matches in WrestleMania this year against Roman Reigns. But yeah, they're doing an audience-less show over 2 nights.
And where are they going to do it? Like at their training facility or something?
Yeah, evidently, Florida has been a little slow on the pickup with the stay-at-home order compared to some places. And their facility is in Orlando, the performance center that they own. So they actually recorded, I think they had until 11 p.m. This evening. So they have 33 more minutes until they are supposed to be, everyone's supposed to be at home finally in Florida.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they are recording Raw and SmackDown. Well, SmackDown for tomorrow. Raw for next week, SmackDown for next week, and then WrestleMania for 2 nights. They've pretty much just been recording almost this whole time.
It's got to be strange to watch without any kind of crowd. Just because the crowd noise is usually such a big part of, the wrestling, I feel like, doing the chants and all that
Yeah.
stuff.
It has been one of the more awkward things because both company like the WWE didn't have anyone in the crowd, but AEW they have a similar thing since their owner owns the Jacksonville Jaguars. They have some type of performance space in Jacksonville that they've been filming at, and what they did is they put some of the wrestlers who weren't wrestling in the crowd. Which was great until they started having A, old people there, and B, people grouped together instead of seating them far apart from each other. It was just like, you guys are both getting this wrong. I like the idea of having the wrestlers there, honestly, more, because I want to say that someone. I don't know where the one guy on this hockey podcast that I listened to was talking about the WWE Performance Center not being as nice as some places' gyms, and I'm like, Damn, man, that must have been a pretty nice gym that you had in high school, because mine did not look that nice. But I still want to say that maybe 1,000 people or so could probably fit in the performance center, maybe 1,500, and you could really have a couple of wrestlers spread out through that area to kind of act as crowd. There, but the WWE is in general, I feel like, doing a better job of limiting large groups of people from, gathering at any point.
Yeah, that's an interesting decision to go through. I wondered why more sports leagues didn't try to go that way without having, any fans in attendance, but I guess they were having trouble with the teammates kind of getting each other, sick that way, catching the virus from each other, especially the basketball players, as well from the locker rooms. When it comes to basketball and NHL, like we were talking about last week, I think.
Yeah, because what was it? Some Ottawa players tested positive, and they had just been in San Jose right before the they were on a road trip, and they had been in San Jose around that time period. Like, it was one of the last home games that the Sharks had played. And they're like, is this a coincidence? Probably not.
Right. And it's, the players are people too, I guess. So maybe it's a little bit better with wrestling because they're not having like larger groups kind of together. But it still seems like you certainly would have to be closer than 6 feet to be wrestling with somebody.
Yes. Yeah, they are definitely still closer than 6 foot to each other. And sometimes in direct contact. And a lot of times sweating on each other. No matter how you cut it. You just it's just my hope that they have well, I did hear that the WWE had to send home a couple of people. Or they had to change the WrestleMania card because those people stayed at home to self-quarantine. I'm not sure if I remember exactly the wording on that article that I read. But yeah, I mean, you just kind of hope that people are making smart decisions because I have definitely heard of some people making some not so smart decisions. And some of them may be indirectly related to me. So.
Well, did you see that I think it was in Kentucky, the kids had the coronavirus party, and then one of them tested positive for the coronavirus later?
Yeah, I saw the headline, but did not really read the story. I just kind of laughed. I may have heard about a prohibition style bar situation going on because people wanted to get together. And it's just like, you just sit there and you just kind of shake your head like, no, that's the exact
It's
point of not doing that.
yeah, that's what we should not be doing right now.
Yeah. Have a Zoom meeting. Oh, yeah, because that was the other thing that the have you caught up on the and my wife's ready to jump in on it, the wine with DeWine situation. Since he makes all of his announcements at 2 o'clock, evidently there are a bunch of ladies hopping on Zoom and having wine as they watch the COVID-19 updates from the governor of Ohio.
I'm pretty sure Jackie's on board with that, except for maybe this, because yeah, she's been definitely watching that every day. Those the governor giving his updates. Of course, Dr. Amy Acton there, very popular. She has a huge Facebook fan club. I saw.
This
so
is
yeah,
not surprising.
it's interesting. The people that those people kind of turn into celebrities. And I think it's just, kind of having somebody there to kind of give you the latest update and tell you what's going on every day is probably comforting for a lot of people. But, that's still strange times, I guess. That's just trying to kind of getting some comfort somewhere. I can see why people would want to do the wine with the wine thing.
Yeah, some people have more free time than us. I have been busy doing work during wine with the wine time. So, it is what it is.
Right. Yeah, I've haven't really taken a break from work to do that either, but
Oh man. Well, Ken, one group that one sports group to me is kind of getting out of the situation nearly unscathed. NFL players are signing contracts. There's free agency. Roger Goodell just doubled down and said yes, there's going to be a draft in late April. I believe it's the 23rd through the 25th. It will be held virtually, so there will not be, for the first time ever, there will not be any real presentations by Roger Goodell, I suppose, where fans get to boo him lustily. But
that's kind of too bad they're depriving the fans of that, I think the fans deserve the chance to boo Roger Goodell every chance they get, really, but that's all right. Maybe they can do it virtually, Kevin. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that they could boo from their couches should they want to do that. 'Cause I would imagine that he will still have some type of say in the proceedings of how things go, at least act as some type of an MC
Yeah.
to in between, because if they're still giving the teams the same amount of picks in between, A, I hope the war rooms are appropriately spaced, and B, I've got to admit that I feel like the last couple of drafts, anyway, there's been more players staying in their own house to celebrate their draft picks. I mean, I'm not going to say it's everyone. I do still feel like at least the top 10 to 20 picks, 10, well, maybe first round picks tend to still be around. Maybe some of the later first round picks aren't. At the actual draft. So it has kind of moved into more of a virtual thing. And where the Steelers are going to be picking is not going to be first day material. So I am not terribly worried about the draft personally.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we'll. It is kind of a weird timing because it does seem like the NFL may miss the worst effects of the coronavirus outbreak. The shutdown might, I guess people would hope would be over by September when the season would be kind of beginning. Well, at least the regular season.
Yeah, there might be a little bit of post-draft problems where they start to do like little mini camps and things of that nature or rookie orientation. There might still be some outlying problems at that time, but for the most part, they should be off pretty much scot-free because. Because that was the other thing that I heard. My beloved hockey, they haven't officially said it, but it was put out there that things, there's this, because I believe the players said that they don't expect to have a regular season now if they want to award a Stanley Cup winner this year. just because of the time frames that we're already talking about. Because even if they start, and it makes sense, any team that was in season, like, and again, the basketball counts also, those players need to get back in shape. Like, I guess there was one NBA player that was running his hallway, and one of the other players answered him back. He's like, dude, you need to run that like 2,000 times to get the, you know, the real mileage that you want to simulate an NBA game.
Yeah. I mean, you are allowed to run outside, just not with other people, so...
It was very nice yesterday, and the wife and I went out for a walk, and I was joking about us being Pac-Man and other people being the ghosts, and we just kept on turning away from the ghosts. Luckily, we have a neighborhood that has a number of paths that you can take. A number of sidewalks. They're not paths. So you can kind of pick and choose and not really still be around anyone and get a nice walk in.
That's interesting. Yeah, I kind of felt that way when we were at, we went to a park nearby here, one of the metro parks, and it was a couple weekends ago. I feel like the weather was really nice, and it was just like the parking lots were all packed, and we're like, oh, we can't even like... We didn't even want to go in there. I didn't want to go in because I'm like, there's just going to be, it's going to be too difficult to kind of try to avoid people. Yeah, that's, walking around the neighborhood has been easier, I would say. just because like the whole city doesn't try to congregate there, I guess. In order to go for a walk like they would at the park. Especially when it's a nice day. But yeah, I felt a bit like I was avoiding ghosts as well, although I didn't put it that way. that's a good way to think about it, I think.
Yeah. But, and I guess, because what else? I guess, the Steelers signed Derek Watt, so we have two Watt brothers on the team now.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I am a little bit bummed that Roosevelt Nix from Kent State University is now off the team, being replaced by one Mr. Watt. They got a tight end, Eric Ebron, who may or may not be good. It'll be interesting to find out. The Steelers and tight ends have not agreed since Heath Miller left the fold.
I've read some article that said that he really was not that, you know, necessarily noteworthy, except people just love cheering his name so much. But I don't know. And then who was the tight end that took over after him and people still kept cheering Heath?
Oh, Jesse James.
Was that Jesse James? Okay.
Yeah. They kept on going with the Heath chants. Coaches just never fully trusted him for whatever reason. Like, I always felt like he came up big, but the coaches kept on not playing him in all situations. So there had to have been something wrong that I was not aware of, which is 100% possible since I'm not paying attention to the tight end position at all times or breaking down film.
I did see there was some restructuring going on, including with Big Ben's contract. Although I don't think they were releasing the details of that during the coronavirus times here.
Oh, yeah.
Like, though, they were going to be able to free up some space in order to kind of sign some players. So sounds like they could be in decent shape this year. I don't know, player-wise.
Yeah. They definitely should be in, that's it. They addressed, like, all of their major kind of needs, I guess, because they signed Stefan Wisniewski also, who is going to be their backup guard slash center, because I think he can play like pretty much any offensive line position, or at least he has experience at playing any offensive line position, and he had the good fortune of being on the last two Super Bowl teams. Super Bowl winning teams, I should say. So he was with the Kansas City Chiefs this past year, and he went to Penn State and is coming back to he was from Pittsburgh originally, so he's coming back home. So yeah, like all of their major needs outside of running back were addressed through free agency. Not to say that the Steelers might not still pick another tight end or something of that nature. Oh, and the Steelers got the XFL's leading sack getter, Kayvon Walker.
Well, that's interesting.
So, yeah, the Steelers going back to the XFL well again.
I like that move.
Yeah, there are worse moves, in my opinion. Like, I don't think they're really... I think it was only a one-year contract, so they're not really guaranteeing him a whole lot of anything. If it works out, cool. If it doesn't, they'll just cut him, and that's fine, too.
Yeah, giving somebody a chance, at least. Whatever happens.
yeah, hey, he could be the next Tommy Maddox. We'll find out.
Do you have anything to say about Tom Brady after 20 years playing for a different team than the New England Patriots?
You know, I guess I haven't fully processed that one. Like, there have been a lot of weird situations where players like him have moved on to another team.
And I was thinking of Joe Montana, I think.
Yeah, Joe Montana coming to Kansas City was a weird one. I still think Emmett Smith going to the Arizona Cardinals.
Wow, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, because what was it? Even the Steelers, Franco Harris, and I don't really remember this because I think we were still a little too young, but he played for Seattle for a couple of years.
Huh.
After his Steelers career was over. So Tom Brady with Tampa Bay is pretty weird. You know, it definitely ranks up there. Because, I mean, he is, like, for as much as Joe Montana was kind of synonymous with the 49ers, like, they made you kind of forget about Joe Montana quickly because Steve Young did do a good job. Well, great job at a minimum, because I mean, he won one Super Bowl on his own without Montana on the team. So, I mean, yeah. You know, they kind of struck gold almost right away.
Yeah, and it was kind of, I think, tough for Steve Young in some ways because he was coming right in after Montana. So people were pretty, I feel like they were slow to kind of give him his due.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I think eventually he did get recognition.
Yeah, he turned people around quite quickly through his own prodigious skills.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Brady does down in Tampa Bay, and also I think how New England adjusts to not having their longtime quarterback there. It's just pretty different there, I guess.
Yeah, it's gonna be weird. I guess I just, until further notice, I am not that worried about New England anymore.
Right.
Like, that's one of those things, just like, you know, the big one to worry about now, obviously, is Kansas City. As long as they have Patrick Mahomes, that team is probably going to be able to put up some points.
They seem to have been doing a good job of that so far, at least. Yeah.
So, it'll be kind of interesting not having to worry about, well, I shouldn't say not having to worry. It's just going to be a real test for Belichick, I think. And in some ways, Brady does get to prove he's not a systems quarterback. Which I don't think he was, but it is, he definitely was in one place and kind of did it one way. And like, no matter what the offensive coordinator was or who he was in New England, like, you could always tell that there is a Belichick stamp on it. Like, they have always done a very good job of varying their offense to their skills. Whoever ends up on the team, they kind of just game plan around that rather than going, we're a running team, we're gonna run, even if they have a terrible running back. Or, hey, this league's a pass happy league, we need to pass a lot. What if you don't have good wide receivers? Like, what's the point?
Right. Well, they've been a smart team. So I'm not ready to count them out yet, but we'll see. It's going to be a hard to call, I guess, ahead of time. Well, I don't even know.
It'll definitely be interesting.
This is a little different. I don't know how we're doing on time there, Kevin.
We have a little bit of spare time, or we could just head into the beers and get on out of here.
I think that's appropriate.
As I've mentioned on the last two Stunt Granny audios, I have just taken to clearing out what beer I have in my house already. Tonight's beer of choice, which I still have a couple more of, is the Dayton Beer Company's Oregon Alley IPA. My father-in-law, for reasons not completely known to me, has now gotten this for me for two consecutive Christmases. And I don't particularly like this beer. Like, I like the Dayton Beer Company. I think they make a lot of good beer. This to me, well, actually, I think I've just noticed that I don't really like regular IPAs for the most part. Like, I definitely lean more on the hazies these days for my burst of hops or some type of variation of a pale ale. I guess IPAs are appropriately made slightly bitter, not as, for the most part, not as citrusy as I would like. So yeah, it's okay. But hey, if you have a local brewer in town and they are delivering, I say take advantage. I am definitely going to take advantage at some point because I know I will run out of beer that I have in the house. What were you drinking tonight, Ken?
Well, Kevin, I have a BrewDog, speaking of Hazy Jane here, a hazy IPA. And I've really been on a BrewDog kick here lately. And actually my wife picked this beer up, but I was pleased to see it. It's a tasty beverage.
It is a staple when I'm at Columbus Blue Jackets games. I don't get it every time, but I definitely get it fairly frequently because it packs a decent punch. And since all beers cost one level, I figure I may as well drink the highest ABV beer that I can get. And that one's in the category.
That's good value.
Yep, good value, people. So there may not be a hockey season to go back to, but what you gonna do? Well, grandkids, quarantine talk may be limited in the future here. I'm sure there will be some type of updates, I would have to imagine, as things go along, but we might try to get back to some actual topics here in the future. Even if it seems a little bit weird, I guess, since we cannot avoid the unavoidable at this point.
Yeah, we could try to take a break from it sometimes, but we'll see how things work out, I guess.
Yeah, in the meantime, at DeFrango11, at Gozer33, the brand is at Stunt Granny. Rate and review us on iTunes, SoundCloud, or wherever you happen to listen to us, and have a good night.
See ya.